Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Welcome to Q&A Selling Online. I have a question today from Aaron. What do you think about private labeling seasonal products? Well, what's up, Aaron? So first of all, what is this seasonal products? So seasonal products are those products that are not available year-round or that they do not sell year-round. For instance, winter products, stuff like surfboards, skis, skidoos, beach products, they don't sell year-round. Beach towels, they may still sell in the winter, but it is still seasonal. It's not something that's going to sell like crazy throughout the winter. There's going to be another seasonal, which is our biggest season in quarter four, and it's Christmas. So for instance, Christmas trees, I doubt you're going to be able to sell a ton of them in June of next year. So that kind of stuff, and including Halloween, which is coming up. Halloween is also very seasonal, and there's a lot of people that do very good. I know somebody that does 13 million in sales per year. He only sells Halloween products, nothing else. He has no summer products yet, although that's something that I personally think he should get into, is have something now seasonal for the rest of the year. I mean, but that's something, I guess, that's not too bad if you can do 13 million in the space of like a month or two. That's really good. So I guess that's what seasonal products are. Should you get into seasonal products? Well, my first experience with seasonal products, this goes back to 1998. I was in Europe. I was working for this multinational from Spain, and I was in Portugal. And basically what they did was they were manufacturers of fitness equipment, like those static bikes, treadmills, that kind of stuff, you know, ab machines. And I would do technical assistance for those equipment. So basically it would go to a gym, it would go to a store, anywhere, and I would go throughout the entire country fixing these things that are under warranty or replacing them. And obviously not the little static bikes, that would be just kind of like a replacement, but treadmills, there's a lot of issues with those Bosch motors, and I would just replace those. Anyway, during that time, there was a trend, and this is just like seasonal items, trends are more than likely seasonal, meaning they're only going to last so long. But this trend came out, and it was those little manual scooters, the ones that you kind of ride on almost like a skateboard, and it has a handlebar and you push with one foot just like a skateboard. And those back then, this was 1998, and those came out in entire country, all Europe had gone insane for wanting these things. And one day I was at work, and our business had nothing to do with this, and we had certain distribution, all this physical distribution. Back then, there was no Amazon. If there was Amazon, they were just selling books. There was no the Everything store. There was no, not everybody had this online store. Most of the people didn't have internet, or it was dial-ups. So our distribution was actually physical distribution, but it was for the fitness equipment industry. And the boss had mentioned that he would like to get into this trend, because they were flying, man. These sales were, it was insane. Everybody would have one, two, three of those per family. So he mentioned getting in, and, you know, I said, what's stopping you? Let's do it. And at the time, like I said, I'm nobody. I'm just a guy that kind of fixes things, but I have that little bug in me. And I mentioned, just go ahead and do it and use your existing distribution and just sell this as a fitness equipment. It's almost like practicing a sport, riding this. but just throw it in there. So anyway, back in 1998, after a bit of research, and that is not as easy as going to Alibaba.com and finding a manufacturer, we ended up finding a Chinese manufacturer and ordered a full 40-foot sea can full of those. And now we're talking about thousands and thousands of these. So we're talking about, you know, about 100 grand here of products at once for this non-seasonal but kind of trend item. Sure enough, after the order is placed, the manufacturing starts and all that stuff, there's a lot of time that goes by, a bit quicker than it is nowadays because there's not so many people doing this, but still, there's still, you know, the time that a sea can takes on to cross the ocean is still the same amount, which is the average of the 13 days from port to port. So you add a week on that side, add another week on this side. So we're looking at about guaranteed month and a half, 2 months. And at that time, it started to sink into me, what if these don't sell? So I have mentioned this, but I didn't put any money in. And now there's 100 grand involved, and what if these don't sell? So yeah, those 2 months came around, they ended up arriving, and that's all I could think of was, now what if these don't sell? What if these don't sell? So the good thing on the story is they ended up coming, every single one sold, and they actually sold just like that. We were close enough to get, almost to get a second sea can on the way. It didn't happen. I'm not too sure the reasons why, but every single one that ended up selling, so we ended up getting these into Sport Zone, all these franchises that are inside malls that are sports related, every single one would have our product in there. And at this time, and because back in 1998 private labeling wasn't, the word didn't even exist, so we did not really private label this. We bought this product and we shipped the product and we sold it as ours. So, but there was no logo, there was no stamp, nothing engraved on it. So my point here is, if you want to get into seasonal stuff, you better have either really good inventory control or a big wide pocket that can help you hold this from year to year in case you don't sell. I private label a winter item, something that I honestly thought outside of winter you can never sell this. And I got this, I started this this one actually back in 2016, and that was the first winter I had it. My first order arrived late October, and it sold out the same week. Within 1 week, I sold every single product I had. And these were, let's say, it was an article of clothing, and it was heated. And it had a built-in battery, rechargeable, and it was heated, all that stuff, super cool. I had to get these certifications for MSDS and the hazmat to be able to import this. And to get them through customs, I had to deal with Amazon and send them the MSDS, because anything that has a built-in battery or a rechargeable system is a hazmat item. So I had to deal with that, and I got it all passed and all that. So because of those barriers to entry, I was actually the only person on Amazon.com selling this item. And I never brought this item to Canada. I had it exclusively on Amazon.com. Not only it was the only country where I was selling this, I was the only person selling this. So they sold out first week. My entire shipment sold in 1 week. By the time I realized that it was selling that fast, I contacted the manufacturer to get me some more, and it was too late. They did not have them ready. So I said, get them as fast as you can to me, fly them in to the States, send them into the Amazon, because I need to have them here before the Christmas rush comes, and I want to have them. So what happened was, they ended up arriving. This was this big shipment now that came, and this big shipment arrived 1 week before Christmas, and I thought I was ruined. And to be completely honest, this was a $70 item that I was selling. I lowered them to 40. I was still profiting. And the reason why I could do this was because, like I said, I was the only person selling this in the US. I actually could do a Google search and I would not find that product. Now, that was something super cool. And that doesn't happen these days. It's not the same thing. Although I pretty much still have the exclusivity for this item. I have seen it now on Amazon.com. So anyway, to make my story a bit shorter, what happened on my second shipment is they started selling, but they started selling slowly. Remember back in the day, everybody used to make that mistake that when you're about to sell out of stock, you would slow down your sales, kind of increase the price to make sure you didn't sell out the product. But that is exactly the opposite of what you should do. You should sell out on style. You should sell out at top speed. So when you come back to inventory, Amazon knows this was a really good seller. This was not only the good seller, it was a best seller and the only seller. So now let's put it back to speed. But when I came back, the keywords were still indexed and all that stuff. But although my item was the only one, the keywords were already used for something else, right? So you could picture that having a product that nobody else has, but the keywords for that product are also a mix of other products that they use the same ones. So I wasn't ranking, and it took me a couple more weeks to rank the first page. So Christmas went by, and I still had a ton of stock. I started to think about it, and I honestly thought I had made a mistake. But next thing I know, Valentine's came around, and I sold out Valentine week. And that was it. So I had, there was like a few left that made it through the summer, and then there was people ended up buying them in the summer, which it was unbelievable, and I had no idea why. And then there was one lady that actually replied to my email sequence that was still running, and she told me the reason why she had bought this was for a completely different purpose. She had some knee problems, and apparently that heated clothing item, she would use them to put it on her knees, and it would make her feel really good. So ended up that's how I ended up selling out of that product. Right now I'm ordering a ton of those for fourth quarter, so I am now 4 or 5 months out. But like I said, who's this? Aaron? Yes, it all depends. You're either really good at inventory, you're either really good at, you have your product completely figured out, and you know how many you're gonna sell, looking at your competitors, which is a little bit hard to do because if you bought them off season, you don't know what they were selling, and you can use things like Keepa. And for those who don't know, Keepa is KEEPA.com, is a website that tracks every single item that's on Amazon, and it gives you a history of what they sold for back in 2015, what they sold back in, you know, January 17, February 17, October 2017, what everything sold, how many they sold. Pretty much is the same as another website that does the same thing, which is camelcamelcamel.com. And all these are absolutely free. You can check them out. And this gives you a history. That's how you can figure out what your competitors were selling. But then again, you still have to consider a bit of luck, wide pockets, if you don't sell it completely and you don't want to terminate the product and now list it on eBay at a loss or a really low price. You just store it yourself, because you will have to recall this product if you don't want to pay the long-term storage fees. That's another thing, because depending what season you're talking about, now there's techniques that we use when we're sending inventory to Amazon for stuff that, you know, we have ordered a ton and you don't know if you will run out within the 6 month term of storage fees. So what we do is, let's say September, you can go ahead and send your shipment, because the next time Amazon is going to check what your long-term storage fees is going to be February. So you either do it after February, after the long-term storage fees, and now you're good to go for another 6 months, or you send it after August, let's say September, you send them in, and that gives you another 6 months of free storage on Amazon. And if it is something that's not going to sell within that time period, bring them back. You know, you can leave a couple units at Amazon, or you can bring them all home to your own storage, to your garage, and you can do full FBM, fulfilled by merchant. You can send them yourself, or you can leave one at a time on Amazon, because there's no storage fees for one item. If it's a loose item, Amazon stores it for free. If it's more than one, then storage fees start counting. So Aaron, that's something to consider, is inventory, how much money you have, can you afford to have this from year to year, and are there any other distribution channels out there that you can sell this if you need, like eBay. You know, sometimes you can get them into walmart.com and jet.com. So apply right now, apply to walmart.com and jet.com to get your product. If you're living in the States, it's super easy to get in. All you have to do is apply. They will definitely give you a little boost on your sales. Now, you won't be able to get Amazon to fulfill them though, because Walmart and Amazon are kind of competing now in both spaces, in the online space and the physical space as well. So Amazon, when they fulfill something now, they always use the Amazon box, and Walmart does not allow you to ship products to their customers on the Amazon box now. So that's something else to consider, is do you have your own fulfillment center? Are you going to fulfill them yourself? Do you want to get a third party fulfillment center in the States? So I wish you good luck, and everybody else out there, good luck, and I hope you all profit lots. Thank you.